This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Anthony D. Brooks, Appellant, decided June 3rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. Nome 81.288. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus 2211-CR-08101. Anthony D. Brooks, Honorable W. Christopher McDonough, Appellant, filed June 3, 2025, before Lisa P. Page, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J. and Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J. Anthony Brooks, Defendant, appeals from his conviction after a jury trial of one count of second-degree domestic assault, one count of second-degree kidnapping, one count of first-degree rape, and one count of first-degree sodomy. We affirm. Background. Defendant was charged by substitute information in lieu of indictment with the Class D felony of domestic assault in the second degree, the Class D felony of kidnapping in the second degree, the unclassified felony of rape in the first degree, and the unclassified felony of sodomy in the first degree, all for conduct involving his former girlfriend, victim, on March 8th through March 9th, 2022. Defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his convictions. Thus, we view the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdicts. During a two-day trial, the State of Missouri, State, presented evidence from several witnesses, including victim, who testified about her relationship with defendant. She began two living at his mother's house within the first week they met, and these events occurred about a year later, when they were no longer living together, but still working on their relationship. Victim testified that defendant first began physically abusing her about 4 months into the relationship. It continued to the point it caused her to lose her job. However, defendant always apologized and said he wanted to be better. Victim testified that on March 8, 2022, they spent the afternoon and evening together when defendant repeatedly became so upset with her that he took her to dark, secluded locations where he was physically violent to her by pulling her by the hair, slapping her face, and forcing victim to perform sex acts against her will. Defendant took victim's gun from her car and removed all but two of the bullets from the magazine and said they were going to get to the bottom of this. He continued punching her while holding the gun. He put his foot on her neck, pulled her arms, and slammed her into rocks when she tried to escape. He shattered her phone when she tried to call 911. Defendant had victim write her mother a goodbye note. He sent a text, which included victim's address, asking the recipient to take care of victim's family if anything happened to him. Victim pleaded that they could get married and promised not to tell anyone about that night. She said they could get a hotel room while she healed, like she had other times he had beaten her. Defendant pointed the gun at victim and told her he didn't want to do it while shaking and crying. He gave victim the gun, but victim shot it in the air. She said she did not want to shoot him because she loved him and wanted him to get help. Defendant and victim drove to a gas station where defendant got some napkins to help clean victim's bleeding injuries. He apologized and repeatedly told victim he loved her. However, while driving, defendant again became upset and started hitting her. Victim jumped out of the car and tried to wave down help. Defendant came after her, and when she pleaded to let her go, he said, "You're not going anywhere." Victim said, "Please don't make me do this." Three and defendant replied, "Butch, you're not going to do nothing. I done beat you so many times you ain't fought back. You're not going to do sht." As defendant continued toward victim, she shot him, turned around, and ran. When he screamed for victim not to leave him there, victim returned and helped him back into the car. They drove to a gas station and called for help. At first, when en route to the hospital in the same ambulance, victim agreed with defendant when he told police he was shot by someone who jumped him. Eventually, victim told her mother defendant caused her injuries when she saw her at the hospital. Then victim told police she shot defendant because he was assaulting her. However, victim only disclosed some of what happened, but not everything. Police testified regarding victim's injuries and searched defendant's phone and found the messages he sent with victim's address. They also found a message to the same person the next morning that said, "Got shot." Victim met with police again a couple days later and explained what happened, but denied that anything sexual happened that night. The police followed up with defendant, who claimed he couldn't remember anything except that he went to sell some shoes with people who jumped and